Markets enter the North American session with Tuesday's softer than expected U.S. CPI still dominating sentiment. The benign inflation print has reduced expectations for further Federal Reserve tightening, weighing on the U.S. dollar and supporting risk appetite. However, the greenback has stabilized as investors remain wary that elevated energy prices and Middle East tensions could rekindle inflation pressures. Fed Chair Warsh struck a measured tone in testimony, stressing that one encouraging CPI report is insufficient to shift the policy stance and that the Fed will remain data dependent in its pursuit of price stability. The euro continues to find support from broad dollar softness and the ECB's relatively restrictive policy settings, even after softer eurozone industrial production and Spanish inflation. ECB officials, including Nagel, Panetta, and Sternaris, reiterated the need for anchored inflation expectations while acknowledging renewed geopolitical risks. The yen has struggled to gain ground, limited by higher energy-driven inflation and the persistent U.S.-Japan yield gap. In China, the PBOC reaffirmed its accommodative stance to support domestic growth. Geopolitics remain a key theme. Crude oil prices hold firm despite President Trump dropping the proposed Strait of Hormuz shipping fee in favor of diplomatic and trade initiatives with Gulf states. A geopolitical risk premium persists in energy markets. U.S. equity futures are modestly firmer, reflecting relief on inflation, though gains are capped by ongoing geopolitical uncertainty and the risk that higher oil costs could feed back into prices. Treasury yields have eased from recent highs. Looking ahead, today's focus includes U.S. producer prices, the Bank of Canada rate decision, and the second day of Fed Chair Warsh's congressional testimony. These events are likely to keep volatility elevated across FX rates and risk assets. That's all for now.